Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, pretty good over here. But Bickers, I want to know how you are, because it's not just any Wednesday. It is the hottest day of the year so far in London.
Must be blazing.
Oh, yesterday. Is it today or was that yesterday? Yesterday it was 27 or something. Ooh. It was. Yeah. The city came alive. Jogged through Hyde Park. Hyde Park. Amazing.
How many people with tops off in the lying down on the grass?
Not as many, because I think it was a work day. Oh. On the weekend it got to 21. Oh, yeah. It all comes off. They don't wait long, do they?
I've been there and I reckon it's been 14 and sunny. And it looks like a nudist beach in the middle of a park in the middle of Clapham. And then it was the first time I'd seen those little, it just looks like there were little spot fires everywhere. And it's those English barbecues, you know, the disposable ones that they cook on.
Disposable barbecues.
Have you not seen them? They take them into a disposable one.
They're all through the UK.
You throw them out.
Yeah, so it's like a little box that's basically got like a tinfoil thing over the top, and you like light the little hot rocks and it just smokes and smokes. So it literally looks like a bunch of nude people that are on fire. Like, just like...
I have to get myself one of those.
Yeah, fun.
Get my top off, head to Hyde Park, get myself one of those little disposable barbecues. What a happy Wednesday.
Hey, heaps coming up on the show, because what have we got up next?
Up next, we need to talk. Okay, there's lots of differences between Australia and the UK, but there's one I've noticed.
Dental hygiene.
That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah,
it is a thing, isn't it?
I spend a lot of time looking at people's mouths.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Don't they not... No one has good teeth.
Yeah, isn't it because they don't put fluoride in the water?
Fluoride in the water. I wondered that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to discuss one of those differences next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers. We were talking about fluoride in the water and whether they have it in the UK or not.
Did you look into it?
A quick search and it became an issue last year, and they were proposing to do it. So I think now they do have fluoride in the water.
It became an issue last year.
Sorry.
It's been
an
issue for decades.
As in they were trying to get it through Parliament, saying that they've realised that they have unacceptable levels of tooth decay in their country.
So is that why we have fluoride in the water? For your teeth?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean? What did you think it was for?
Control your thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're one of those.
Haven't you seen my tinfoil hat?
So there's heaps of differences between Australia and the UK, but you always hear people talk about how much people in London, like officers, love having Aussie workers come and work for them, because there's nothing like an Aussie worker. We're such hardworking people. And I have to say, I've also noticed when I'm out shopping at the moment, because I've been doing a little bit of shopping with my afternoons, that there is nothing like Australian customer service. It is so much better than the customer service over here. In fact, over here, the customer service is now a bit of a joke for me. Like, every time I go into a store now, I'm trying to see if the service can be worse than the store that I was in before.
So what do you mean?
Because they do not want to serve you. They have no desire to serve you. You're a pain in the ass for even being in their store. The look on their face is, you've really ruined my day by coming into my space, but you're going into the shop where they're supposedly wanting to sell you stuff.
Yeah.
So first of all, the first time it happened, I thought it was just an accident. We went into this like sports store to get Chris some stuff, and he wanted another pair of those tracky short things that we were talking about the other day.
Yeah, his new look.
You know, his new look.
Yeah.
And we walked up to this lady, because the store was full of stuff and it was everywhere. And we looked at her and we were like, oh, hi. No one says, can I help you? Nobody says, hey, can I help you? And we said, oh, hi, do you have any of these shorts like this? And Chris was wearing them, so it couldn't have been, there was no confusion what we were asking for. And she just goes, meh. Literally, that's all she said. Meh. And then we were like, is she not understood? Or
Yeah,
I did. Don't worry. I said, shorts, like these. Mm. And she just shook her head And then Chris goes, oh, here some are, right next to her rack, full rack of those shorts. And we were like, that's weird. And I said, oh, maybe she's having an off day. Don't worry about it. Then we went back into the store the next day. And he's trying to find sneakers now, right? And there is walls of sneakers. I mean, the sneakers go on between like over three rooms, right? So,
yeah.
So many sneakers. And there's a lot of staff and they're in each sort of square, sort of like 2 meter square space looking after their space, right? And they're just standing there and they've all got little walkie talkies on and they stand there. They're not moving. They're not doing anything. They're just standing there. And so we started picking like sneakers off the wall.
So what do you mean? They're just, they're just standing there staring. Into,
not saying to you, hey, what are you after? Can I help you today? What are you
they
wanting to get?
Avoiding eye contact, like when
definitely,
you're trying to get their eye, they're dodging
definitely
you.
Definitely do not want to participate in what you're putting out. And so then we started gathering sneakers into our arms, you know, to take to someone to go, hey, do you have a size, you know, 12 in these or whatever? And we found a guy and we were like, oh, hi, we're wondering if you had a size 12 in some of these. And he was like, and then we were like, okay. And I said to Chris, why don't you sit down there? And I'll, because I was holding them all, and I'll give them to him one by one. So we'd give him to one, and he'd look up on his little thing, and he's like, nah, nah. And he kept saying, nah, but not like, oh, I'm so sorry. We don't have 12s in that. You might find them in the other color, or just nah, nah. And then he got through, I think there was 10 shoes, right?
Yeah.
And he had one. So then he buzzes his little mate to bring over some. The right size sneaker, and they didn't fit. And we put them on. We were like, no, I think they're a little bit too small. Do you have a size 13 or whatever? And he was like, that's the largest we go. And we're like, okay, well, thank you so much. No worries. And he goes, well, can you go put all the sneakers back? And then something happened to me, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, I was so shocked. I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, the sneakers you've taken off the shelf. And then I was like, can't you put them back? And he goes, oh, yeah, right. And then he went and put them all back. So obviously he says that enough that people just go, oh, sure. I almost put them back. And then I was like, there's so many. And I don't even know where I got them from.
So talk me through, are these young people or are they?
An array of people.
Okay.
An array of
so
people.
So it's not a particular, it's not like they're all 16-year-old grumpy teenagers.
No.
Are you about
what
to go
what Chris
real
was
old
saying,
man on them?
What do you mean?
This generation.
No, I actually was thinking the other way. I thought, are these all these middle-aged people who have been doing
be
this job for ages and don't want to do
no,
it?
No, I reckon, and Chris said the same thing. He was like, the shop front's more just a front, right? And they prefer you to shop online. They don't really want you to buy stuff. They don't have sizes in anything. They don't have. But it was funny because then we were talking about, because I was talking about bad service, and I remember when I used to work at the fish and chip shop, this guy that I worked with, this was so bad. He was terrible at his job. Terrible, and he'd always undercook the fish. And the guy brought back his pan fried fish one day and said, mate, this is still raw. And the guy said, he'd taken it home and brought it back to say it was still raw. And the guy said, couldn't you just put it on the pan for a few minutes? Like, the guy came here so that he didn't have to cook. He's not going to then put his fish on the pan.
Yeah, I didn't want to buy the ingredients.
Anyway, so I wanted to hear on 1310. Right. 60 stories of bad service, really bad service. Give us a call.
131060 is the number.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what is the worst service you have ever had?
I'm just reminded how amazing our Aussie service is, because over here no one's that interested in helping. I mean, we tried on like 10 pairs of sneakers. They had no sizes, and then the guy at the end asked us to put them all back on the shelves afterwards. I'm not doing that.
Well, here I reckon if you tried to do that at a lot of places here, they're like, no.
Of course they would. Mm. Bianca, talk to me about bad service.
Hi, guys. So there's a local petrol station in my town, and there's one girl there in particular, about 25, she's always having a bad day. And I go in there, I keep going in there until this one time. And she doesn't even ask if you want to pay cash or card or anything like that. Doesn't ask what number petrol pump and tells you to go back and look if you don't know the number. She's really mean. She really drags it down, right? This one time, I just kept going back because it's just convenient, right? So I went back this one time and I had cash, and she said, what, you don't have card? And I said, oh, no, I'm sorry, I've only got cash on me at the moment. I've lost my bank card. Handed her the cash. She coughed and her spit flew through the air onto my arm.
Oh,
that was the end for me. And I've heard many, many stories about this one girl. She's the her grandparents are the owners. So that's why she hasn't been fired. But she's made people cry. She's really, really mean. But to get spat on, I mean, I know it was an accident, but that was the death of me. I was like, no, that's gross. Hey, I'm a germaphobe. I can't deal.
Bianca, if it makes COVID times.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better, I went to a shop and I was bending down to look at something and the guy tried to help me. And as he leaned over my shoulder, a sneeze came from nowhere and he sneezed in my eye.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, and it was wet.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I've got everything.
Christ.
Where's the closest hospital, sir?
That's not Australian. Come on.
Thanks, Bianca. G'day, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, so good. What was the worst customer service you got?
So I was in a big department shopping mall and I had a 3-month-old son. I was a first-time young mum. And the lady that was working there, she came up to me and asked me if I couldn't calm down my son, I had to leave the shop. And I was freaking out. So I ended up leaving and bawling my eyes out in the parents' room because I could not calm him down.
So what do we do then, Chloe? Do we wait till it's dark and the shop's shut and go and smash their window? What do we... How do we get vengeance?
No, we just take the crying kid in the middle of the night and pop it on her doorstep.
But then Chloe loses a kid.
In the middle of the night, she'd probably be happy to have a break. Good on you, Chloe. Alex, we're talking bad service. What's the worst you got?
Yeah, I 1 year my family decided to go out for Christmas lunch. They were like sick of preparing everything, so booked this really nice place. And I'm allergic to nuts. So along with like other people at our family, we called up and gave them the rundown of who could eat what and all of that. And when the main course came out, I was eating it and felt like I was starting to have a reaction. So I stopped and took all my medication and stuff and I was fine. But we just kind of called the guy over and said, look, I'm really sorry, but I'm having a reaction to this. And he said, oh, yeah, okay, I'll see what I can do. And so he took my plate away and walked away. And then the manager comes back with the same plate and was like, yeah, I talked to the kitchen and there's no nuts in it, and put it back down. And was like, oh, you should, it's fine. You can enjoy your lunch. And I was like, it's not... fine. I'm actually reacting. So yeah, I didn't actually eat the very expensive Christmas lunch.
Is a lot, isn't it? After someone said they're having like an anaphylactic reaction to something, to double down and go, nah, you're good.
I also think though, in any restaurant, the rule is if they've taken your plate away and taken it to behind closed doors and then brought you the same plate back, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Carrie and Tommy.
New Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of the things I'm bummed about missing while I'm over here in London is the election campaign.
Because it is the worst. There is this ad going around at the moment that it's like, there's a hole in my... It is infuriating. The ads are the worst things I've ever seen.
Well, for a news hound like myself, I'm into the politics of it and the to and froing of it all. And I do enjoy, I remember very, very fondly, actually fondly is probably a stretch, but remember a very long election coverage night we did for the project a few years ago. And it was one of the highlights of my time on the show because it's live and you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, anyway.
Was it really? I can't tell if you're taking the piss. Yeah.
No, sorry. I realised as I said it out loud, fun's probably the wrong word.
But it was exciting. It was invigorating.
It was exciting.
Yeah, you felt alive.
And you know who would have felt alive last night?
Tell me.
Scott Morrison when he was absolutely skewered by Tracy Grimshaw.
Prime Minister, you said at your launch on Sunday, I saved the country. You don't hold a hose. You weren't in your tinny plucking people off rooftops. You weren't doing 16-hour days in PPE on COVID wards. You didn't get enough vaccines soon enough. You didn't get enough rats so that we could finally have a holiday interstate for Christmas and China is set up base in the Solomons. Do you think maybe you slightly over-egged the part about I saved the country?
Well, That's quite a long list you've been able to pull together.
It's the pause. He's like, God, yeah. You've got go-to responses for everything, but that's a lot. Yeah,
Tracy, I see you've got my resume there.
Also, I mean, he should have had a response because he had about 4 minutes to think of a response as the list was going on.
And much like me and my job on the project, there's some gear changes involved. And last night's gear change for me, God, I love Trace.
I have an economic plan. Anthony Albanese doesn't. He's a loose unit on the economy.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Prime Minister.
Thanks a lot, Tracy.
After the break, a much-needed change of pace. We go behind the wheel with Lexi the driving dog.
Because do you know what's great about this? You know how you said the election and that your election coverage made you feel alive? I know that driving dog. That's the
do
new...
You?
Yes.
Lexi.
In the same episode of Grimmer's doing her thing, the show is A Current Affair? 60 Minutes? A Current Affair. They covered both your thing that you're into and the thing that I'm into. The driving dog is fascinating. It's a little Jack Russell and it's just tall enough so it stands on its back legs on the seat and then puts its front paws up on the wheel, and you can tell the owner, you can tell he just leaves him in there for a minute and then runs after the ute and has to dive in to get the brakes on.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There is a furor in Australia at the moment.
Is there?
Well, a bit of a debate online.
Oh, yeah? One person angry on Twitter?
Yeah, probably. apparently, Woolies put up a sign around their banana section showing you how you can use your banana at different stages of its ripening process, right?
But bananas have been doing a real push at the moment. I've noticed heaps.
I love a banana. Milsey, if they ever need an ambassador, I will be banana ambassador.
Well, I mean, they do, but they can't afford you.
My big banana. I love them. I know people
that
hate them.
You're not an ambassador yet, mate.
Yeah.
I'll do it for free. I know people that hate them, the texture and stuff. I think they'd be close to being my favourite fruit.
Can you eat one in public without feeling self-conscious?
Yes, I know what you mean. I do break them off, break them apart.
Same.
But at home, though.
Oh, yeah. You just enjoy it however you want.
But anyway, they put up a sign and they were showing you how the different stages of when it's, you know, ripe and ready to be eaten, when it's browning a bit, and when it's really brown, how you can use them, right? Yes. So when it's ripe, it's telling you to use it in smoothies and just eat it as it is. And when it's really, really brown, like really bad, it's telling you to use it for your banana bread and baking and stuff. But the one in the middle, when it's browning, when it starts to get the speckled look on it, its description of what you should do with it has sparked the furor.
What is it?
They have said, perfect to cook on the barbie.
What do you do?
Who is cooking banana on the barbie?
Well, I reckon you can cook everything on a barbie, but
not
what
a banana.
What do you do with it? You just put it
I'm
on.
I'm guessing you slice it in half and then lay it flat down on the barbie so it gets a bit of it. Oh, it's starting to
caramel. You're not rolling it back.
Getting a bit of a caramelized base.
And then put some ice cream. Actually, is that pretty good? Doesn't it? It's just like a banana fritter. Break out the barbie, Jesse. Because did you know my dad?
But I just don't think banana is that kind of, I think it just needs to be for breakfast, banana. It's got its special space and that's where it should be.
I can't believe I literally just said 10 seconds ago that I didn't know you could cook banana. And I have completely forgotten that when we were younger, my mum went out for the night, which of course meant basically everybody fend for yourself for food because dad's in charge and his eyesight's shocking and he can't cook. So one time he accidentally steamed cucumber.
I think it was zucchini.
This one particular night in question, there was a little bit of chicken curry that was left over. And it didn't look like there was enough chicken curry to go around, but Dad assured the family, three kids, Dad assured the family, no, chicken curry will be fantastic. I'll just heat up the chicken curry. And I started eating it. And I'm like, this is disgusting, Dad. What is this? And he didn't think we would notice. There wasn't enough chicken left in the chicken curry. And so he filled it out with banana. He just cut up a banana and didn't tell us that,
now he's trying to be a banana ambassador.
Yeah, I know.
Well, because my nana used to put banana in the curry, but yeah, it would be next to it as a little thing you'd sprinkle on top. It wouldn't be all the way through.
What do you mean?
Is this a thing?
Like when she'd make like a curry, yeah, on the side, there'd be banana, there'd be coconut, sometimes there'd be a bit of pineapple, and then you could put it all on top just to add a little.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think never it could be. Actually, no, it's not.
Never have I been having the way it's a Rog and Josh and thinking, eaten. Geez, I'd love some pineapple on it.
Oh, Hayley's called in. Mm. Hayley, are you cooking bananas on the barbecue?
Yeah, for sure. You're meant to cook them in the skin.
Now, Hayley, answer this question honestly. Do you work for the banana people?
I do not work for the banana people.
Are you a banana ambassador?
Not a banana ambassador. So you cook, really like them.
You cook it in the skin, and then what? You just peel the skin and eat a hot banana?
Yeah, like hot banana, and I put it with ice cream and like golden syrup.
Yeah, sounding pretty good again.
It's the mushy banana. Once it goes mushy, I can't deal with it. Like when I used to feed Addy banana when she was little, and it gets everywhere. Like if they ever eat it in the car, it's like wedged in the car seat and all the creases and it goes brown. Ugh.
Hey, Bickers.
Your dad put it in curries as a substitute for chicken.
Yeah. Don't you remember sometimes when Dad made lunch and you'd get like two pieces of bread and a pack of small chips, and so you'd have to put the chips in your bread for a chip sandwich?
I've got to love Dad.
Dad's food.
Us mums just have too high expectations. I mean, you probably loved your chip sandwich, your chip booty. That's what we used to call them. Do you call them chip booties?
No, but that... It's funny to say. Give us a call, 13 10 60. Do you want banana stuff or dad meals?
Either or.
Yeah,
give
great.
It to us,
if you're
an
unofficial banana ambassador and you're cooking them,
watch out because I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Or what did your dad do when he had to fill in for what mum usually does? Give us a call.
13 10 60 is the number.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, and on 13 10 60, banana recipes and dad recipes.
Yes, because apparently the perfect thing, according to Woolies, to do with your banana that's starting to turn is to whack it on the barbie. And at first we were like, gross, but it turns out it's a thing that people are doing, including you, Tamara. Is that right?
It sure is. Yes. We grew up
listen
camping.
To your voice.
Oh,
oh
my God.
It was sure
the best camping dessert ever.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, better than marshmallows?
Oh, yeah, pretty close.
So, Tamara, talk us through it. What do you do?
Okay, so you slice it straight down the middle, and then you keep it in the skin, and you put chocolate down the slit in the middle, and then you put it on the barbecue. And then once it all softens and the chocolate melts, you just spoon it straight out of the skin.
My God, Tamara.
Wow.
So good.
You could read recipes to me all day, Tamara. So does it just taste like, I think what I can't get my head around, does cooking it change the banana in any way, or are you just having a hot banana?
Well, you're having a hot banana, but everything's good with chocolate, Tommy. Not.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, the hot banana's the bit that I struggle with a little bit. I didn't even eat banana fritters as a kid. I found that the soggy hot banana just a bit much.
Oh, see, I like banana fritters.
No, cover it in cream and ice cream.
That's what they say about everything in life.
Good on you, Tamara. Oh, Darren's got banana recipes. This has just turned into a
it's banana, aren't
it? Recipe session. What's yours, Daz?
We've always made an entree with ours on the barbecue. You wrap it in bacon, cut it into small chunks, and put a toothpick through it and cook it on the barbecue.
No, you don't.
Is that a pig in a blanket or something? No, what's a pig in a blanket?
Pig in a blanket is a...
Dog in pastry.
Yeah. A puffy dog.
Is it?
As your last caller said, everything's better with chocolate. I mean, everything's obviously better with bacon.
That's true.
Except for pancakes. I would argue they're better on their own. You know how the Americans have the pancakes?
You got to try it first.
So, Darren, are you cooking the bacon for... No, you're putting raw... No. You're putting uncooked bacon around banana bits.
Around the banana. Yes. Then you put the toothpick through it, and then you cook it on the barbecue.
And it's good. Obviously, you don't keep doing it.
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I thought, what are these people on?
Yes.
And then we gave it a try, and yeah, it's actually very, very good.
Because which one of these are you going to try?
I just want to clarify that we're not being paid by Big Banana.
Big Banana?
We're open to it, though. One of our other segments, we're paid by mushrooms.
True.
Yeah, so we're up for random foods sponsoring us if they want to. So bananas, if you're listening, give us a bell.
Well, they don't need to now. We've just done the ad.
Damn it.
For free. Jesse. Jesse, Jesse, Jesse. Are you telling us about your banana recipes or your bad dad stories?
My bad dad story. So my mum and I were in Girl Guides and we went away for a week-long camping trip with the guides. And my father fed my brother berry bread for breakfast, lunch and dinner all week.
Sorry, Jesse, I mean, you said this was a bad dad story and not a best dad in the world story.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Yep. And if you find a cheaper price on the same item at another Australian retail store, they will match it. They'll give you 10% off the difference as well. And you know what that means. Mm-hmm. So the time game's up to what? What are we up to today?
$7,100.
Oh, you can take that casheroonie and go in and buy yourself a lifetime's supply of vitamins and cosmetics. Yes.
Because tell him.
What am I telling him?
You haven't noticed. It's Wednesday.
Sound amazing. What am I saying? What compliment do you need?
I'm wearing new mascara that I got for half price from Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, I know, but now you've got the eyeliner from yesterday. It's all a bit snowy. It's eyeliner and it's smudged now, so it all looks a bit like you've been crying.
I just thought it looked like I'd had a bit of a big night and I was a fun girl ready to hit the town again. Hey, stay with us, Tom Game, not too far away.
It's Gary and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Gary and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, because there has been some of us in our radio team here, a team of about 10 people here. We've got the best in the biz working with us. Did you know some of us were part of a club?
Yes, I was aware. I know that you, Bell, and I think Sonda, producer Sonda, are part of a book club that I've never been invited
to. Yes, we're part of a book club and we read only novels which are very heavily tailored to women. And so,
even more reason why I should be in it.
I'm constantly sitting in a cafe reading a book that's called, like, Love and Why Men Are Bastards. And it's great. I've read so many coming of age stories about women being unhappy in their marriages.
Don't you ever pick one of the stories? Is that what happens in
that
book club?
Your pick,
that
goes
round. That was mine.
Yeah. Other club I know, there's a netball team that happens amongst the team.
Not anymore.
Mixed netball. Oh no, that one dissolved, did it?
Don't talk about that one.
Okay. That's the only teams I know of.
Wow, well, there's a new club that's kicked up. There's a new club. And I've only just learned about it as well.
Yeah.
Web guy Eli.
Are you in it?
I'm not in it. Web guy Eli, do you want to tell us about your little club?
Yes, it's called The Run Club.
Okay, how'd you come up with the name?
Oh. What do you guys do in your club?
We run.
This is great, man.
This is good. You're getting running again. That's great.
And my goal was actually to run a whole 5Ks by the time you return from London.
You've got
then we can run together.
That's 2 months. It's not going to take you that long to run 5K.
Yeah, it does. To go from no running to running.
It should take you 25 minutes or something. You're allowing yourself nearly 2 months' worth of sleep as well.
And this is why Tommy was not invited.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
So, obviously, there are a lot of pre-existing run clubs around. It's one of the great things about running, and people join run clubs and stuff or just go and do them to meet new people and stuff. What have they been doing wrong that you decided, I need to start my own?
Ours has a bit of pizzazz.
Is it the music? Do you carry a boombox? What's happening?
We've got AirPods. We've got a playlist that I'll be setting up after the show.
who's, because you said ours and then you looked around, but I noticed nobody looked back at you.
Yeah.
Who's in the club?
It's inclusive. I have asked a lot of people, but no one's come yet.
I mean, so you're running on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm running by myself. Yeah. I've texted Jesse like 6 times. One day he was packing for his trip. The other day he was house hunting. The other day he got back from the gym.
The trip's like 2 months away.
Oh. Yeah. And was that with the house hunting club? And
Lars wouldn't join me today because she's pregnant.
Oh, excuse me. I'm actually reading about that
so
in one of the books.
So it's a club of one. It's a club of one. But there's potential. I think I was so sad. But there is potential for this to take off, and I'm on board. If I was there, I'd be running with you.
Can I tell you my favourite thing about Eli's Run Club is it doesn't affect your workday either, is that you can do your running and then just log on to your Zoom meetings from wherever you're running. Yeah. So we get a great little insight into Run Club when we have a Zoom meeting and Eli just comes on going, hey, guys, yes, I'll email you about it later.
So is Eli just breathing heavily through a meeting? Is that what is happening?
Okay, so Eli's taken up running he's calling it a club. Yes. Are you calling it a club to make yourself feel better about it, or you planned on it becoming a club and it hasn't quite taken off yet?
No, it's a club.
Surely
I don't know if you can call a club a club if it's only got one person in it.
And surely it makes you feel worse about it if it's a club. Like if I'm sitting down by myself and someone says, are you just hanging out by yourself? And I say, nah, this is my club.
No, all the best clubs are real exclusive.
What do you want to
know? Clubs can be one.
What do you want to know?
Are you in a club of one? Call us. 13 10 60. Or do you want to run with Eli?
Give us a call.
Listeners would love to run with you, Eli. You can start a running club with the listeners. This is a fabulous idea.
Yes.
give us a call not to join Eli's running club. Because then I realise if you do join his running club, he's not going to be able to talk to you because he's in a meeting. Give us a call. Tell us about your clubs that didn't kick off. Was it one? Was it only a couple? Give us a call. 13 10 60.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, Bickers is a woman of many talents.
Mm.
She is extremely talented across the board.
Yes, I am.
And we get to see a lot of those talents on this show, but there's one we haven't seen in a while.
TikTok.
Yeah. And because I thought it's time that you make your next TikTok.
Oh my gosh, Jesse.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people it takes to make a Carrie TikTok?
This is what I'm going to try. This is the problem I'm
going
to try and
solve. She has
more
staff than TikTok to make a TikTok.
So I reckon Vickers can make this one on her own.
I've gotten better, Jesse. I back myself in here. I've
okay.
gotten better.
So
Eli, our web guy, just shot me a look.
Eli, you have been dead to me for months now. You've provided me no service whatsoever.
Okay.
And I think I can do this alone. Yeah.
So because what you're going to do is you're going to open up your TikTok app.
Where's that? Yep.
It's going to be like tasting the salt on the tongue again.
So Jesse doesn't do things like that to me.
Then you're going to hit the plus.
It's respectful.
Hit the plus in the middle at the
it's
bottom.
It's been so long, it's now asking me to sign in.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, no.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. Yep, I've got it. I'm going to hit the plus.
Yep.
Jesse, make sure, remember, I've got a like Mad reputation and stuff, so don't embarrass me.
No. This is going to be great for your rap. So what you're going to do is then on the bottom left-hand corner, you're going to click effects.
Yep.
And then the little search glass there. And I want you to type in.
This better not be Carrie doing her own.
This
sad
is not
face.
The old person's sad face thing.
No.
Everybody's doing that.
Come on,
we
don't do that.
I was up there. I thought we were going to do the sprite challenge afterwards.
I want you to type in the little search box Ditty, D I T T Y.
D I T T Y. Yep.
Jesse.
Got Ditty up.
Jesse.
Yep.
I mean this. You know I love
you. I know this,
if this is the sad
you know I love you
one.
A lot, but this sucks, mate. This better get better.
D-I-T-T-Y?
Yeah.
No, there's no D-I-T-T. It says no results.
Because this, at the moment, is a son teaching his mum how to use the internet.
But I have to take it slow.
I can't find Diddy. Where's Diddy? I've typed it in. Look.
Such
I'm proving to you I've
Close
typed it in. Look, there you go.
Turn it off.
There's Diddy.
But did you click the plus?
No, you've written titty.
I did write. I clicked the plus.
Yeah.
I'm going to search titty while you guys do that.
And then
no, ditty.
D-I-T-T-Y.
Oh, I've done that.
Honestly, space the backup dash. DJ is going to kick in.
Space
you know
dash.
When there's, yeah. You know when there's over a minute of dead air and it just plays music because the radio station
like?
Panics?
What should it
Something
look like?
Something better than
it
this.
It should look like the word ditty, space, dash.
No, what?
Oh, man.
Oh, and then God. What should that icon look like?
a little purple whale.
It's like it's a lockdown and you've got 4 minutes of phone credit to call the retirement home.
No, you can't write purple whale. You got to write Diddy Dash.
No, there's no such thing as Diddy. Is it? Do you think it's a newer thing and I have an updated my...
Oh, maybe you can do it, Tommy.
No, mate, we're done.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Now, because you're not aware what we're doing right now, are you?
No. What's happening?
It's a blank spot on the run sheet. Well, I decided that our show needs a bit more gravitas, right? We've been playing around in just dumb stuff for a bit too long.
That's
you know?
What happens when you work with you for too long.
Yes. I reduce people to my level. So I'm here to get us back and bring us some sophisticated, so try and keep up, highbrow content. 131060. Do you have a pet with a funny name? Because there is Steven Seagull, you know, the seagull that we talked about that has been stealing stuff from yes. Tesco's. I said, yep. He is back at it. And I thought, is Steven Seagull the best name for a seagull? And is it the funniest pet name of all time? I've done some research and I've got some rivers for you next. But if you want to get involved, 131060, funny pet names.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Littleton on 131060, funny pet name.
Yeah. You're welcome. There's a seagull over in the UK who is stolen. Now they reckon it's 300 quid worth of food from Tesco. It's so funny.
Loves
it's
a called, Dorito it's called, and loves a little cheddar cheese.
Yes, it's called Steven Seagull. And, and he just walks in and takes a full packet of like crisps. I'm saying crisps because, of course, I'm reading a UK article. Chips. And then he flies them away and they then watch it out the window and you'll bring another seagull, mate. And then they sit on the roof and they pull apart the packet and start eating all the chips out. But I thought, is that the funniest? It's such a good name. Steven's
yes.
Seagull is seagull. Such a good name. For I had a quick search because for other famous dog or cat names.
Yeah.
Do you like Groucho Barks? No?
Sort of.
Okay.
Yep.
You'll hate, what about Chewbacca?
That's funny.
Big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, massive. Oh my gosh. Mate, do you know there's a Star Wars day?
Oh, don't.
G'day, Maren.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Love you. Have you got a funny pet name?
Yeah, so we've got a Shar Pei that is crossed with a pug, and she was a rescue. And my children named her Wrinkles.
Because she's wrinkly, yes?
Because she's wrinkly, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I like it. Because he's looking at you stone cold. And also, because I told Maren I loved her. Why didn't you tell Maren you loved her?
It's a gorgeous little name. But aren't you wanting, like, really funny kind of, like... I feel like that Maren. I feel Maren? Like that. No, hear me out. I feel like that is the perfect name for that dog. It's a gorgeous, lovely name, and they've picked so well. But I was imagining after Steven Seagull, yes. I was imagining something a bit more imaginative.
What, like Mary
all.
Poppins?
I didn't know what I was up against, Gary.
Hey, Maren, I thought it was excellent. And I stand by what I said earlier. Good on you. Thanks, Maren. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Maren.
G'day, Rhiannon.
Hi.
Do you have a funny pet name for us?
I do. My cat's name is Crumpet Jam Peanut Butter.
Why?
It's my favourite food.
Which one?
All of them together.
Yeah, all together.
Oh, do you have jam and peanut butter on a crumpet?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I'd love a crumpet.
Sweet
crumpet?
And salty.
Peanut butter and honey?
I love the name crumpet for anything. Crumpet for your boyfriend or girlfriend's a cute term as well.
If you get called crumpet bum, do you think it's cute?
No, not crumpet bum.
Because I think it sounds cuter than it is. Like, I think it sounds like a nice thing.
Isn't that the phrase you say to someone, he's a thinking woman's crumpet?
What?
Is that the phrase?
No, that's the name of my dog.
Isn't that what people say?
Yeah, Sonda's nodding.
Yeah, I've never said it. A hot, smart man, you say, is the thinking woman's crumpet.
Oh, is that what I am? Am I a thinking woman's crumpet? Hey, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
Am I a thinking woman's crumpet?
You're whatever you want to be, I guess.
Well, I want to be a thinking woman's crumpet with jam and peanut butter.
and
thank you. have you got a funny?
You're welcome,
Oh, Sarah.
There you go,
Sarah. Have you got a funny pet name that
you
like to
call me?
You
guys need a room. What's happening here?
Yes, please. No. yes, we have a gorgeous little pug that my son named Pablo. So we refer to him as our. Drug dealing pug.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
After Escobar.
Pablo Pugscobar.
Pablo the pug, yeah. And then recently we went to the pet store and we bought him a teddy bear and we thought, what better name to call the bear than Esco Bear?
That's really good. That's really good, Sarah. You're my favourite call that we've ever had.
Thanks, Sarah. What about Kat? Hey, Kat.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Have you got any flirting you need to do, or are we just here to chat?
Well, I am single, so there is that.
Okay, guys,
out look. There.
And what are you after, Kat? Is it more Carrie or me in terms of which?
I mean,
you do what you want. Which way are you going, though?
Taken, hey, but, you know, I'm pretty sure Carrie's taken. Oh, so you know,
people have said that before.
This is getting so out of hand.
I know. It was funny pet names. Anyway, Kat, you go on.
Yep. Yes, I have.
She's got a funny. She's a funny pet. She's cool. Anyway.
I'm a funny pet. Okay, cool.
Sorry. Carrie.
No, your name's Kat.
Sorry,
you've got a. You're an. Yes. You're a human with a funny pet name. Anyway.
That's Carrie's dirty talk. She's a funny pet.
Right.
Oh, who's a funny pet name?
What's your cat called?
Her name is Katy Perry.
Katy Perry's really good.
Yes, and my parents also had two alpacas. Years ago, and they were called James Packer and Kerry Packer.
That's really good.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, the Savo.
Well, because my body is turned into some kind of magical...
A sound machine.
A sound machine. I'm a soundboard.
You're like the guy from Mary Poppins, where he's a one-man band.
I can't believe you looked me in the eyes and said a
Mary Poppins
reference and looked at me like I was meant to understand what you were talking about.
Well, Bickers isn't here.
Bickers. What is the guy
to be
there?
Fair, I don't know that reference. Oh,
take a long, hard look at yourself, Jesse.
Dick Van Dyke.
don't call me that either.
What? So you made another noise with your body. Yes.
Yesterday I woke up. I honestly think it's because on the weekend I went to swim camp and I spent so much time in the water and I think I'm a bit waterlogged. Yesterday my body made this noise. And that's
it's
me.
It's even
that's,
harder to listen back to it now knowing what that is.
That was
that's
me
your eyeball.
Rubbing my eye and I think it was a bit waterlogged, right, and had a bit of like water behind it and it was so loud and you guys didn't even believe me. I had to show you in my voice memos that I recorded that. Would you believe that my body is making more noises?
It's a wonderland.
Now, my body is a wonderland. What's the next lyric?
My body is a wonderland.
Oh, use
gotta
my hands.
Be this tall to ride it. Oh, sorry.
what noise have you made this time?
What
hour of the day are we?
No, same thing. First thing in the morning. It's when I wake up. I reckon for some reason I must sleep and all the ocean that I've absorbed through not being able to breathe properly when I swim, it just gets into the nooks and crannies of my face and stuff. Yep. And so then when I push it in the morning, it disrupts the bits of water and then...
You're ringing out a... like a cloth or something.
Yeah, I'm
but
a sponge.
But also,
ball.
You know what happens yes. to things when you leave them, when they've had salt water through them and you leave mm. them and they get all like
crusty.
Hard
yeah, yeah.
and crusty. That's what's going to yeah. happen inside your body.
Yeah, that's me in the morning, hard and crusty. Gross.
Your body is a wonderland.
How was the wonderland? I was hard and crusty. anyway, so I'm going to play this sound and then I will give you a guess to what it is. Now, this one is not as loud as the last one. So like, focus, concentrate, and see if you can guess what this noise that my body is making is.
Is there, I hate to say this, but is there follow through?
Yeah, when you have to,
is that
you have
the,
to
water,
tune in to
the water
tomorrow's show
when you do that?
Does the water come out? Yeah, it's a tsunami warning at my house.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. Still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
But right now, let's do this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$7,100. Suckers.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Oh, yeah, Bickers. Five
Get
seconds.
Get involved. Get in quickly. In fact... Oh, look at the phones already.
131060. Good
Get
work.
In. We'll Call play Tom anyway. Next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you are just joining us, well, you're right on time.
Time, bobine, banana, banana, bobine, beef, I'm all mine.
$7,100 is on the line, Bickers. Who have you got?
Will it go to Emily? Hey, Em.
Hey.
How are you? Is that a nervous hey?
No, you've caught me in the middle of practicing, actually. I had you on speaker. I was just testing it out myself.
Hey, when you...
To be fair, Emily, you've called us. We haven't called you, so we've not caught you in the middle of anything yet.
Wow.
No, I just mean sorry. It's like we're harassing Emily in the middle of something she's meant to be doing. Emily, we just want to give you $7,000.
That would be awesome if you could.
Yeah. Emily, I'm so sorry about my co-host's attitude.
I just mean, Emily said I've caught her in the middle of something. It's yes. just
You couldn't have given me five out. Extra seconds, Carrie.
Yeah. You already had a go at someone.
You held off calling for 5 seconds, Em. I mean, I can't be in charge of everything. You know, schedule's your schedule.
Sorry, Em. We worked out earlier that they don't have fluoride over the in the water over in London, but they seem to have it add a bit of extra arsehole, and that seems to be rubbing off on Carrie.
Em, let's try and give you $7,100. We're going to hand you over to Jesse. You're going to say, he's going to say, it'd be good if I knew the game, wouldn't it? He's going to say start, you say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Handing you over now.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, well, he didn't even try to hide it because he just went, oh. And now his head is in his hands. Emily, it's got to be close.
Oh, I hope so. Spot on would be perfect.
I mean,
Jesse.
I haven't seen him this emotional.
He looks
Which could
like
mean two things, Emily.
Out, doesn't he? Yes.
It could mean it's close to
it's
going off.
Awful?
No, it won't mean that. It could
no,
mean it's close.
I reckon it's close.
Or
he's now looking.
Or he might have forgot to hit start. That's also happened.
So, oh, Emily.
Jesse.
Wow. Oh my God! You got the tension music.
Five.
Oh.
Point.
Yes.
Zero.
Yes. No way.
One.
Oh, sorry, Em, you were.
So worked up then.
If Carrie had let you finish your practice round, you would have got it. Oh, Em.
Oh, my God.
Em. Em, I'm so sorry. You were so close, Em.
That's amazing.
That's so good. Thanks, guys.
You are the if it helps, you are the closest we have ever gotten.
That doesn't help.
Game.
That makes it harder for Em, I think.
Then in that case, nothing more, Em. See ya. g'day, Curtis.
Yes.
Yep, that's you.
What have we caught you in the middle of, Curtis?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, living the dream. $7,100.
Are we bothering these people? What's
happening? I don't know. Have we just started to dial random mobile numbers? Yes. Well, do you want to play the time game? Okay. Curtis, are you ready to win some cash?
I'm ready to give it a crack. Let's go.
Okay.
Star.
Stop.
That felt. You know, the last one was.
We are randomly calling people. I don't even think they know what this game is.
I mean, Curtis, you just heard Emily was the closest we've ever got to 5 seconds at 5.01. What do you think you got, Curtis?
Oh, no, my luck, probably 5.02.
Ooh, I reckon you've gone, eh? Funny, Curtis. Yeah, I reckon you might have blown a bit too early on that one. Jesse, how did Curtis go?
4.41.
Ooh. Christy, let's have no chat because all the chat's awkward today. Let's just play, yeah?
Yes, sounds great.
Great. Handing you over to Jesse now.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. A little on the long side for
mine. Oh, now he's scratching. He's scratching his little chinny chin.
No, he's got a rash. It's not bad. No, it's not bad. Hey,
I thought I got him the cream for that.
Yes, I know, but he can't take off the cap with his paws.
Oh, of course.
Yes, they're for humans. Posable
thumbs. You were meant to rub it on him.
Hey,
you were meant to rub it on him. Can't do everything from afar. My God,
Christy, how did you feel about that? Did you feel like you were at one with time?
I didn't feel like it was too bad, but no.
That was very, you really didn't want to get too
I'm a
up
bit
and about.
Unsure.
Christy, you're allowed to just say, hey, look, I nailed that, and it's bang on.
I feel like it was fairly close.
Okay. Jesse, how did Christy go?
5.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Point.
Oh.
6-1.
Ooh.
Thanks,
Christy.
Do we
have time for one more?
Yeah.
One quick one.
G'day, Tony.
Tony.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. That was exciting.
Wasn't it? Well, that's all. We just wanted to say hi, Tony. Thank you.
No, Tony,
are you ready to have a crack and hopefully get a 100th of a second closer and win $7,100?
Okay, let's go.
All the best.
Start.
Stop.
How'd you feel, Tone?
Oh, it felt okay.
Oh, he's got a smile, and now he's just strumming his fingers on the desk.
I don't reckon Tony was anywhere near it. Tony, you seem like a lovely person, but it just felt long for mine. And my head might be off.
It's been a long day.
It has, and I think...
Yes, it's been a long show too so far. Jesse.
This is really brutal for Vickers today.
5.96.
Oh, sorry, Tony. 7,200 next week.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.